Hello and welcome to the Baptist Joint Committee podcast. I'm Alana Ostrin, Associate Director of Communications. On this episode, we're bringing you short segments from Jamie Crumley, a 2016 BJC Fellow, and Kristen Nielsen Donnelly, a 2017 BJC Fellow. Both share why they're choosing to give to the future of the BJC Fellows Program on Giving Tuesday. We hope you'll join them. Now, here's Jamie.
Fellows program is fun and interesting, exciting, and so it's something I definitely want to see more young adults have the opportunity to be part of. And I hope that you will join me in supporting the BJC Fellows Program on Giving Tuesday.
My name is Dr. Kristen Nielsen-Donnelly, and I was in the 2017 class of the BJC Fellows that decided to go to a Baptist seminary even though I was not Baptist. I immediately fell in love with the history of defending religious liberty. I had moved from overseas. I lived in Northern Ireland at the time, before I came to seminary, and I saw what a country that does not have a clear boundary between church and state can look like, and the quasi-theocracy that it becomes. And then after my graduate work, I moved back to Northern Ireland and did my PhD there and studied Protestant women in Northern Ireland, which Northern Ireland has its own religious history that is both fascinating and heartbreaking, and I can talk about that at length. But the reason I bring it up is because that experience was instrumental in why I applied for the program. I saw what we could be. I saw where we could go if Christians especially decided to eliminate religious liberty because it suited their needs at the time. And what it does is redefine both Christianity and the gospel. It makes the kingdom so small. And all of a sudden, the only Jesus that you're allowed to worship in that country is the one that looks exactly like you. And that runs so counter to the America that I fell in love with, the American experiment that I was raised in and bred in and swam in my whole life, that I knew when I heard about this opportunity to do this fellowship program where I could really learn how to articulate, how to fight my grief in a certain way, that I would be given this opportunity to learn exactly how to prevent my deepest fears from coming true. I took a punt and applied. I was a wing and a prayer. I sent it in the mail. And I was flabbergasted and honored to be asked to be a part of this class. And the time that we spent down there was incredible. And the gift that we were given by not only the staff members who gave up their time, and the longer I'm part of BJC, I can't even imagine that some of them gave four days to be with us. The BJC is busy all the time and running around, and everybody wears so many hats. I continue to be humbled that they gave us that much of their time and their selves. That I was then not only connected to the staff and the incredible scholars who spent time with us and the reenactors and to be in Colonial Williamsburg, which was so much fun, but also got to meet some of my fellows. I loved how diverse we were, that for us, our relationships with God and with politics and with America were all different. Some of us had lived outside of the state, some of us hadn't. Some of us were practicing Christians, some of us weren't, but all of us were very, very invested in this idea of what it could be and the incredible role that the American experiment demands participatory democracy. It demands the continued codification of the Bill of Rights, the continued reinterpretation of an incarnation of what it means to hold these truths to be self-evident, that all are created equal in the eyes of God, all of them. And then that means we have to allow space and protect it fiercely for those who define relationship with deity differently than ourselves. And we cannot allow institutional religion or participation in institutional religion to have any bearing on our participation in civil activity. It just cannot happen. And so my time at the BJC, those five precious days, was this incredible boot camp in how to become kind of rabid annoyance to my entire family, that now everything becomes a religious liberty issue, which somewhat makes my husband roll his eyes. But then I unpack it and he's like, oh, no, it really is a religious liberty issue. And I'm like, exactly, because this is one of the most foundations of our Bill of Rights, is that Congress shall make no requirement for anyone to go to church. And that church and state will be separate, and all of those beautiful promises that are inherent in those two clauses. And so I will in some way never be able to repay the incredible investment that I got. And the smallest way I feel I can do it is to be an advocate, not only for religious liberty, as I will now be until my breath is gone, but for the BJC itself. and the incredible advocacy that they're doing to make sure that we safeguard the intentions and the promise of these very United States.
You just heard from Kristen Nielsen Donnelly, a 2017 BJC Fellow, and before her, Jamie Crumley, a 2016 BJC Fellow. For more on the BJC Fellows Program, visit bjconline.org/fellows. To donate this Giving Tuesday, visit bjconline.org/GivingTuesday2017. For more episodes of the BJC podcast, head to iTunes. And as always, be sure to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter at BJC on the Hill and Instagram at Baptist Joint Committee. Thanks for listening.